Hello, beautiful creative creatures. Francesca's here. And this is I Just Wanna Write, a series of very short podcasts for those who, like me, are not professional writers, but indulge in the pleasure of writing just because we like it and feel the benefits of it. Today, I'd like to start addressing the topic of the writing process, meaning the how we usually write. What is your writing process? What do you exactly do when you sit with your own pen and notebook? How does everything just happen? Do you start thinking about what is right to write? Do you feel you have to strain your brain to catch the right idea? Or do you just let it happen by itself? When you're writing, are you doing it with the purpose of impressing your audience? Or are you doing it in the spirit of letting yourself be amazed by what comes spontaneously down on you? In other words, do you think what you write? Or do you listen to what the writing wants to write through you? To write by listening means to write, putting our small pervasive ego out of this matter. There is a flow of ideas which is not mine, not yours to generate, but to just transcribe. When we listen to what to write instead of thinking what to write, the process isn't longer an effort of straining the brain in order to grasp the loftier, more interesting ideas. On the contrary, we welcome the ideas, thoughts, images that flow in and around us, like a vase collects rainwater. Some time ago, somebody said, "Develop interest in life as you see it, in people, things, literature, music. The world is so rich, simply throbbing with rich treasures, beautiful souls, and interesting people. Forget yourself." That was Henry Miller's advice to writers. He was right. Only when we forget ourselves, we begin to have the experience of the writing flowing through us. What does it mean to forget ourselves while writing? It simply means not to think of us as such an essential part in the creative process. It is the acknowledging of the fact that creativity is not generated by us, but that it's an energy that comes to us and uses us in order to be manifested here on Earth. We're just its instruments. In our case, we are for the writing what the pen and the notebook are for us. Therefore, we just have to learn to put ourselves aside, stop trying to get the most catchy ideas, put ourselves in the service of creativity and assume the humble but happy attitude of a pen. Okay, but how do we listen to the writing? How does it happen? What should I do? Should I just sit in the lotus position with a pen, ready to jot down the thoughts passing by my mind? That could also be a method. It is interesting, and one day we're going to explore this as well. But for today, I just suggest you start by exploring this writing prompt. My creative writing process. Just start with this. Explore the way you've always been writing. Try to become conscious of all the expectations and hopes that may burden the flow of creativity. look at your judgments without judging them. Be honest with yourself in order to be ready to listen to the writing. We need to make things clear with ourselves first and be conscious of the habits we may reproduce while writing. Then we can proceed checking if there is room for changing them. Our personal predisposition plays the most important part. We need to train our minds on being less loud and directing. Today, we start by being conscious of what part they play in the whole process. Once we've done this, we can enter the field of experimentation. It may take some time to learn how to listen to the writing, but if you don't give up, it will surely happen. It's a process, a self-discovery, an adventure. It could be frustrating at times. Our minds and egos come in and lure us to come back to the old usual habits. We just have to go through this. It's a matter of time. We will do it together. For today, just explore the topic proposed here. So, again, today's prompt is my creative writing process. How it is and how can I change it? If there is anything you feel like to change. Well, that's all for today. If you want to learn more about creative writing, then come and visit my website, Gate of Dreams, where you will find this and other fun, introspective, explorative creative writing prompts, curiosities and exercises. You will find the details in the description below. Well, that's all for today. Enjoy your writing. Catch you later, Orville. Peace.